The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With you on Game Time Decisions, top of the hour, the consig, Dave Sharapan, stops by in a half hour. He'll be live tonight on In-Game Live with Joe Ranieri. I know that crew is ready to step up for the NBA Finals. We're going to talk a little NBA Finals in just a moment, just to reset that baseball card. Phillies Brewers is live right now. The Phils here are so it's such a bizarre thing. I don't love the I'll tell you this. I don't like the opener, not because I'm anti-analytics or all that garbage. I just have to throw the game out, I feel, so often. It just throws me off. Like, Bryce Wilson was listed as the starter. Then all of a sudden, he's not, but now he's going to pitch the next five innings. It's just a little odd. I don't love it because it just throws off the betting, but he's now out there. And anybody that bets some props looking to go against Wilson, you lost an at-bat with 1-2-3, or, right? Assuming that those are the guys that we didn't they didn't get anything involved in that first inning. But they'll kind of get some chances on a wraparound here. Nationals, Mets, we're on the under 8. Right now, we're seeing if another Nerfy will start the day. We have a Blue Jays Orioles under. No, we don't. I was looking at this total. It's a fascinating number because it's very much Gausman's back at 7.5, yet Gausman's the dog. I'm on Gunnar Henderson over the 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs at -145. Joe Maddon said, you know, look, two home runs and maybe. She's going to play him for one. That would get the job done. I'm on Gunny over the 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. I'm on Mason Wynn's 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. Just expand on that quickly for people. So that +125 there, I placed that bet probably around 3:30 today. At last look, that number's -110. Now, I placed that bet before the lineup came out, in part because I just wanted to make sure we're all in the mix here, right? I was going to like the Mason Wynn number anyway. But last game, he batted leadoff, and at +125, I was really happy to get a leadoff hitter at that number. Very rarely do you see a guy bat leadoff and check in at that price. So the lineup comes out, Mason Wynn's confirmed batting leadoff, and I was curious if anything moved around, and it went to -110. This is the second straight game Mason Wynn is batting leadoff for this team. And if this is going to be a shift here for the Cardinals, I'm guessing your numbers are going to change quite a bit now moving forward. But still, -110 is not bad. The reason I'm playing Wynn today is he's dominating the righty-righty matchup. He's batting .324 against righties. We've seen more struggles this season for Verlander against right-handed bats than left-handed bats. And I'm getting a leadoff hitter. I would still be betting this at -110. Obviously, I'm very happy to have bet it at +125. I lean Cardinals in the baseball game, quite frankly. But I was happy to play Mason Wynn at the 1.5. And the other two items on the card today, an over 7 in Scooball Evaldi, Rangers-Tigers. That game's picked now. I'd actually probably rather bet Scooball here. Eovaldi didn't go deep, but I think Skubal can give, again, 2-3 runs, which for him is a lot. It'll raise the ERA, right? But this is going to get us over that 7 here. So I'm playing over the 7, played at minus 118. That juice now minus 115. And then the play of the day, it's the Reds money line, played at minus 112. And I will tell people this as well. If you're an up 2 better, I think this is as good of a spot as possible, right? Road team against the Dodgers with a number like this. This could be 2-0 before the Rockies ever come up to the dish. Now, I have, you know, everyone's up to amounts vary. I know that that's the case, but I'm happy half of, I guess, if you will call it, right? The play of the day for me is on up to. If you're just one and up to better, I think the Reds make so much sense here in this spot. I didn't love the late night. Padres Angels soup, it's a little too tricky. Waldron's been much, much, much better. But Tyler Anderson's been really good. Padres great on the road. 7-21 record at home this year for LA. Couldn't get involved. And then it took all day. During the beginning of the show, we didn't even have the Giants starter. It's going to be Eric Miller getting the ball, and he's an opener. So I have nothing to do with that game. Run on the board for the Phillies, by the way. 1-0 now with the Philadelphia Phillies. Let's see who got in the mix there. See? Bryce Wilson. Ah, a little Edmund Sosa. Nick Blastianos is the run scored. So early lead there for the Philadelphia Phillies. Let's talk some NBA Finals for the people quickly. Coming up next, we're going to get into Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, that whole situation, and perhaps the Justin Jefferson impact there. But what I want to talk with the NBA Finals is kind of the matchups for the top six guys in this series and trying to find the appropriate comparisons. If you look back to what we saw in Minnesota-Dallas, and this was a series where I really tried to dive into this pre-series. I know I didn't do it as much on air. I didn't know how valuable it would be. It kind of ended up working out a little bit. And this isn't really a hindsight thing. It plays out, you know, but it certainly did play out this way. But if you take the matchups, right, Anthony Edwards, Kyrie Irving, so often we do Ant Luka, right? Best guy for best guy. But that's not always the way you want to do it. And part of the reason I thought Ant Kyrie was the matchup is Ant wanting to guard Kyrie Irving. But I talked about Ant maybe dropping off in the series, Kyrie bouncing back in the series. It was a pre-series matchup you would have said, or many out there would have said, advantage Minnesota. Some would have said big advantage Minnesota. Right? I would have projected it as close Minnesota. It ended up being a rout. It ended up being clearly Kyrie. Gobert against Lively and Gafford. It's a 1-on-2 matchup, right? For Minnesota, they expect that to be a win. It's 1-2. It's close, but it's supposed to be a win for Minnesota. Then, if you look at the guys that round out the top six, right? For Minnesota, Jaden McDaniels, Mike Conley, Naz Reid. For Dallas, that's P.J. Washington and Derek Jones. It's a 3-on-2. Supposed to be a win Minnesota's way. Ultimately, you look back on it, closer than it could have been, right? Than it should have been probably for Minnesota. Jaden had a great game. Naz had a great game. Conley had moments. They weren't consistent enough. Why that all matters, though, as I said, you're taking the top six guys. We've brought up 5 guys. Luka's matchup now is Cat. That's a pre-series blowout, and it was worse than you ever would have thought it would have been by the time the series was done, right? I mean, Luka just absolutely dominated it all. Here's why I bring this up. When I look at the matchups now and how I kind of want to draw things from the top six here between Boston and Dallas, the Luka matchup to me is actually, I think, going to be Jaylen Brown. I think Luka guards JB. I think that's the best bet for Luka defensively because Jaylen Brown's kind of a catch decision guy. Catch, shoot, catch, drive, catch, go, right? I think that should make Luka's life easiest on defense, I think. It's not that Jalen's an easy matchup. It's he's not running around in actions and chasing shooters around pin downs as much like that. Luka should win that matchup, and I think Jaylen Brown probably guards Luka the most out of anybody in the series. That's my guess. Luka should certainly win that matchup. You then put the bigs together. It's four, right? Four guys. Lively, Gafford, Kristaps, Al. When you kind of look at that matchup, I think it's pretty close. I think a lot of it depends how much can Kristaps play. 32 minutes? Great. 24 minutes? Okay, this could be concerning. I think Al's at the bottom of the group. I know some don't. I do. The rest of the matchups, though, right, is Kyrie against Drew Holiday. That's all the one-on-one of the...
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's the one-on-one. Kyrie, a lot of people think, there are some people who are insanely saying he's the second best player in this series. That's laughable. Kyrie should be able to win the Drew matchup. It's on the board. He doesn't. It's on the board. He doesn't. Here's how you get to Boston being the favorite that they are. The other matchup that remains is a two-on-two of Tatum and Derek White against PJ Washington and Derek Jones. We'll break down the series a lot more tomorrow, I promise you. We're talking some wide receivers next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions live right here on a Monday night. Mets strike first against the Nationals. Fills up 2-0 on that baseball board. We're starting off the Baltimore-Toronto game. Actually, we'll find out in a bit. If Gunnar Henderson got in the mix in his first AB, again, we'll find out in a bit. Now, today's big news in the NFL. Fuck, round out Gunnar Henderson. I mean, come on. I mean, what are we doing, people? Can we get in some live juice, maybe? Don't worry about it. Anyway, so the big news today is Justin Jefferson gets paid by the Minnesota Vikings. And the contract game in the NFL is a fascinating one, where so often the perfect scenario is you can pay your guy first, and then you don't have to worry about judging your player against anyone else. For Minnesota, they never really were going to be in any issues when they had to pay Justin Jefferson, because the idea for Minnesota, and they seemed aware of it, Justin Jefferson was aware of it, is this is a near one-of-one deal, right? The Vikings, if you look at that roster, who else are they paying to be a world-class superstar? Really nobody. So they have the money to pay Jefferson. The quarterback room is cheap, and they know the talent. You can't doubt the talent. For other situations, it can become more difficult. The Eagles were able to get Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown both done, which felt miraculous because of how many other teams are struggling with the wide receivers. And that's why when A.J. Brown just said how much he liked Tom Brady, all of a sudden A.J. Brown and New England Patriots rumors began. Because a wide receiver getting angry about his contract is commonplace. It's expected, quite frankly. So the Justin Jefferson deal was, again, it was pressureless for Minnesota. But for Cincinnati, it's a game changer. It just is. Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. You see the numbers. 1,300 and a half for Ja'Marr Chase. Again, at some books, you know, you kind of can do comparisons. A bigger expectation than that of Justin Jefferson, who just broke the bank. A bigger touchdown number than Justin Jefferson. Now, again, you can look at that and say, well, that's because they have Joe Burrow as their quarterback. Okay, so what are you going to do? Let Chase walk? Nope. Not an option. Not an option. You have no choice but to pay Ja'Marr Chase, and I think Chase has the best argument of any receiver to come close to the Justin Jefferson contract. So now that the Jefferson deal is done, if Ja'Marr Chase is dead set on being paid this offseason, we know what the number is. It's around the Jefferson number. Not going to be a lot of wiggle. 4 years, 140. What do you think they're going to get away with paying Chase? 4, 120. No way. No way. Huge drop off. And Chase probably will try and ask for more money to one up his LSU counterpart. It's going to be a little difficult for Cincinnati to figure out. Here's the problem, though. This doesn't even matter right now because this is a mess. This is a FanDuel number. They don't have touchdowns up. It's not even on DK. And it's not because T. Higgins isn't worth posting props on. It's because some of the books don't know if T. Higgins will be playing week one. They don't know if he is playing week one, which uniform it will be in. If you are T. Higgins, and you know Ja'Marr Chase is priority one in your wide receiver room. They already went and paid Joe Burrow. And you believe in your heart, you are probably on his level. Look, you probably do if you're T. Higgins. That's fine. So wide receivers are built. T. Higgins has requested a trade. There's no discount coming. He wants his money. And Cincinnati keeps instructing a clear direction that they're not going to give it to him. So if you're T. Higgins, what are you going to do? And if you're Cincinnati, what are you going to do? And here's why I am left clueless on this. It felt obvious. Trade T. Higgins on draft night. Pay Ja'Marr Chase before Minnesota pays Justin Jefferson. Cincinnati is trying to capitalize on having T. Higgins and Chase and Burrow all in the room together for one more year this year. But that only works if Higgins agrees to show up. They want to be a Super Bowl contender. If you have Joe Burrow, who's a top five quarterback, minimum, Chase, a top five wide receiver, minimum. While having T. Higgins is great, it might be a bit of a redundancy anyway. Trade him, draft somebody inside the top 20, because you could have probably received a top 20 range pick for him, or certainly a first rounder, easily, and move forward. Now you have two problems to figure out that you are continuously making it appear you have no interest in figuring out. By the way, I talk about you want to pay your guys first. They paid Burrow last. The easiest of the group. Hurts got paid. Then Lamar got paid. Then Herbert got paid. Then they paid Burrow. Tua doesn't count because I don't know if Miami's positive they want to pay him or not. Different ball game. The more they wait, the worse this gets. Dallas also has to make the decision on CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb will be playing hardball, but CeeDee Lamb, I think, will ultimately be paid. And you see super strong numbers for CeeDee heading into this season. The odd situation in Dallas is everybody believing this is kind of a do or die year for quarterback and head coach Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy. Is there any world where Dallas says we just don't want to lock up new big money? We're not interested in it, and they play hardball with CeeDee Lamb. And again, if so, season-long numbers get met.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
See, we start missing games. We start missing practices. We open ourselves up to injuries. It's not what we want. And again, it's why that Justin Jefferson 11-1 has some juice. Live updates next year on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, live right here on SportsGrid. It's Monday night. In-game live takes over at 8 p.m. Major League Baseball board going to dominate the conversation for that crew. So far, Nerfy, 3-0 for the Nerfy backers. But we do have some runs coming in all of a sudden now for the Mets and the Nationals. A Bader sack fly scored the first run for the Mets, and then a Jesse Winker single. Brought home Nick Senzel to make that 1-1 in Washington. As far as things go between Toronto and Baltimore, was this full 3-up, 3-down? It was. Ryan O'Hearn walked for a leadoff walk here, so we'll see if Baltimore can put Gausman in any trouble. As far as the rest, kind of the week here, too, it's interesting. No W tonight. I guess they just couldn't schedule another Indiana Fever game. They were probably livid. They probably wanted to get, you know what, let's talk Little Fever. Why not? I am not. All of these conversations, you are watching a lot of unfortunately handled conversations happening, is what I would say. I think there are a lot of people who are using the Caitlin Clark praise to tear down others in the league and the league as a whole. And what that is leading to is a lot of people who love the WNBA, who have watched, followed, covered, supported it for years, wanting to defend the league. And they are, I think the way they're doing it is a lot of missing. When you hear, hey, why weren't you talking about the WNBA 3 years ago, right? Yes, in an ideal world, that would have happened. That is, though, one, useless, can't go back in time. Two, not the point. Shift the conversation now. Every WNBA conversation that you've heard over the last 72 hours, every single one of them has been about Caitlin Clark and the cheap shot from Chandler and the ramifications of that, the fallout from that, what the league should do, what the player should do, what the Fever should do. If you want to enhance the league, you can talk all the Caitlin Clark you want. Again, she's the biggest star, not close, in this league, the league's ever seen. But there are countless other WNBA storylines for people to buy into. And I'm not even talking, oh, way deep in the weed stuff. The Connecticut Sun are 8-0. Alyssa Thomas, who last year became Miss Triple-Double and is flirting with averaging one this year, is leading them to an unbeaten record. Aja Wilson, the best player in the W, MVP favorite, is trying to lead her team to a three-peat. Breonna Stewart and the New York Liberty have played 9 games and for a lot of them look completely uninspired. Except the reigning MVP and her team keep cracking the Indiana Fever in the mouth. What's that about? If you need something a little bit juicier. What I would say is, again, to the people that you are attempting to get through to, and I know people get frustrated. Why do we have to, you know, change what we're saying to break through? You got to say the right things. Let's not worry about who was covering the WNBA 3 years ago. Again, most of the people saying that weren't covering the WNBA 3 years ago. Why are you not changing the coverage now? The league is popular. It is today, the WNBA was discussed more than the NBA. Hell, there's been more WNBA conversations than Major League Baseball. What's the big MLB storyline of the year? Judge is amazing? And that only took off like 2 weeks ago. So the WNBA is in a position to grow. 100%. When you are hearing people use Caitlin Clark praise to dress up, right, what is really slander of this league, you are right to attack it. You are right to step in front of it. And when you're in those meetings trying to figure out what should be discussed today around the W, let's throw Aja Wilson in the mix. Let's throw Breonna Stewart in the mix. Let's throw Alyssa Thomas in the mix. Let's throw Nafisa Collier in the mix. Be right back here with Dave Sharapin.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, live right here. Game time decisions. Again, man, look, you want my thoughts on the Indiana Fever? The whole team, I get it, they're tired. And I don't mean that as a joke. Played 11 games. There's teams that have played 6. No, not really. The Vegas Aces, the reigning back-to-back champs, have played 6 games. The Fever have played 11. What the hell are you doing? All right? What I'm interested in, though, when it comes to the Fever, is can this team still make the playoffs? They're 1 game back in the win column of the 8. A little bit of cheating. They're 4 back in the loss column, but still. The Indiana Fever season is not over. The schedule's about to lighten up. We'll see how they respond. The response yesterday was pitiful. Lost by a billion again to the Liberty. It was pitiful.
Yeah.
We'll see how it improves. I mean, are the Vegas Aces like touring the world or something? I mean, when does this team play? How are they not playing tomorrow? I mean, really? I mean, what is this? Consig's here. Yeah. Dave, happy to have you. Kevin, always a pleasure. What's up, sir?
Take a deep breath. It's fine. There's a lot of people talking about the W, and you can tell them that you were talking about the W years ago. I'll tell them I was booking it. I'll tell them I was booking it 5 years ago, taking bets. We put it up the first season. We didn't know what we were doing. They didn't know what they were doing. It's growing. But I can tell you this. I know I've heard stories of you on the basketball court. And, you know, you might be a little bit physical while you're out there. If things get physical and somebody gives you a shot, you can guarantee if I'm next to you taking a ball out, I'm going to have to go over and make sure that my man K-Dub is okay by first making sure that the person that gave K-Dub a shot, I'm going to be like, hey, don't do that again. I mean, look, somebody got to answer for touching K-Dub. You know what I'm saying?
Here's what I'll tell people. Ask about No, they won't want me to say that.
No. Nope.
I'll do that.
Stop it.
No, they won't want me.
Stop it.
I'll tell you this. Mm. I once got a 15-yard penalty in a high school football game after the play that I knew I wasn't supposed to, but somebody had to do something. They put me on the sideline for one play. They tap me on the head. They say, great job, but don't do it again. Okay? Yeah. Dave, I don't disagree. I would like to see someone on the Fever step up and have Clark's back. By the way, I think Caitlin Clark should talk more trash. Trash talk's great. My favorite Philadelphia Eagle ever is probably DeSean Jackson. I gritty when I stand over here and give out a pick I like.
I know.
I mean, I'm out of my mind.
I've seen
so
it.
So that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
I've seen
it. Right? Yeah. I think there's a lot of, again, though, can someone mix in the Connecticut Sun or 8-0? If you don't have the ability to mix that in, then you probably should just step back.
That's
I know we are all watching and talking because of the Fever, but again, like, we want things to get better. All right?
It's okay.
That's what you got
to
do.
Sometimes to not have an opinion. It's okay. But if you're going to have an opinion, go all in. Like you said, talk about the positive too. Like the Sun, I didn't even realize it till the weekend. I was like, wow, they're 8-0. And they're winning, covering, playing well. We talked about it today on BVB. Teams that start 8-0, something like that. I forget what the stat was, but they make the conference final every time. So whatever the stat was, they're pretty much, I don't want to say a lock because nothing is a lock, but this puts them in a position to make the Eastern Conference final pretty easily, or to make the finals of the league. That's what it is. You think they can beat New York? Because New York looked pretty good.
New York only looks good when they're playing the Fever, though. Like I'm not super in on that New York group this
year. Okay.
I'm not in on that group this year.
I like it. Okay.
Like, I'll tell you. So I haven't made any bets in the race. I won't for a while, probably. But the league's MVP race last year, I've said this many times, was insane. All right? You had Alyssa Thomas finished second. She had the most first place votes. A lot of people thought Aja was the best player in the league. She was on the best team. She finished third, wasn't on all of the ballots. Breonna Stewart won it. So the narrative was, okay, Aja's going to win it this year, right? She's been great. Again, they don't play, actually. They don't play games. Have you seen the schedule?
Yeah.
Tuesday, Saturday, Wednesday, Friday. Who booked this thing? They play Wednesday.
There's a lot going on in Vegas, Kevin. There's a lot going on here. There's people.
No. Again, it just doesn't make any sense. Aja's become a stronger favorite. Why would that happen? Because Stewie's fallen way back to 15.
Mm.
And Clark was 23-1. She's out of here, too. She's down to 70.
Right.
So what you have now is Aja, Alyssa Thomas, and Nafisha Collier. Aja's had a great year. Again, she's the best in the sport. But Alyssa Thomas has an 8-0 basketball team. She flirts with averaging a triple-double.
Mm.
She had the most first-place votes last season and still didn't win the award. If you want to bet the race, betting Alyssa Thomas now is not a bad move. And then just hoping that you have one of the final two in the race when it comes betting time or voting time. Sure.
You just described how to get in the mix. That's how you get in the mix for
that's what we're trying to do.
MVP and future markets. Just get them so you can nail it for a couple. Did you see what I'm wearing today? You didn't even comment. I mean, I wore the Cincy stuff.
Yeah, wait a minute. Now,
this is the Cincy City Connecting. Do you know?
Wait.
The Reds are playing tonight? Are you aware of this?
Now see, sometimes when this happens, I got to ask myself, positive omen, bad omen? I always say positive.
What?
MLB play of the day, we're sneaky hot, Dave.
P.O.D.?
We're sneaky hot.
You are P.O.D.
P.O.D.
Hot. P.O.D.
Reds money line. Love the Reds money line today. Great number.
Whoa. Listen,
great number.
On
Come on.
Over the weekend, I went on with Ranieri and Peralt Saturday. We hit every bet. Came on with you on Game Time Decisions yesterday. Hit every single bet. Smoking hot.
You're crazy.
This is big news. play of the day. I got it right here for you, Kevin. Reds won 6 of their last 9. All right, they took 2 or 3 at Wrigley. The Reds could use a trip to Coors Field. Only the White Sox, 2.9, are averaging fewer runs per game than the Reds since the start of May. Thank you to my friends at MLB for sending me that one. But hold on, all this money's coming in on Rockies. Does this make you feel good if you have the Rockies tonight, Kevin? Let's see. Ryan Feltner, 0-3, 6.23 ERA in his last 8 starts. The Rockies have lost 6 of those 8 decisions. Kevin?
Not good.
The Reds.
We got the Reds.
For the people.
All right, great.
Let's go.
Great. I got one you won't like.
Oh, boy.
Scooball Evaldi over the 7. Come on. Come on.
How about this? This is against everybody.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on. Let's get there.
Why do you do this with the Chiefs? What are you doing? Why? Why do you like this one over? Scooble, there's a lot of guys in town that are sniping all the you know, Cy Young. They got him in for most wins. I met a guy today at the book. He's got over 8 season wins for Scooble. He's going to cash that at the end of this month.
Here's the thing, though.
Uh-oh.
The
hit me.
Every positive Tariq preseason analysis came with if he can stay healthy.
Oh, boy.
You know this. What happens sometimes?
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Plus, hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
It's June. We go, this guy probably pitches every other day moving forward. We forget these things until it comes up. Not that you hope it comes up, but we're betting pitchers.
Right.
We're betting preseason. Okay, we're betting 2-1 now. I might want a little Seth Lugo. This guy Seth Lugo's got something to him, Dave. The real ace of the Kansas City Royals, Seth Lugo. How about that? We'll hit a break. We'll come back in the mix a little bit more with you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back with you right here. SportsGrid. 2-1 Baltimore. Varsho with a triple. All right. Not mad at that. Phil's 3-0. Dahl. What is this about? I mean, when did David Dahl even show up on this roster? All right. Shout out David Dahl. Red hot for the Phillies. And then the Mets are up 2-1. We have under in this game. Vientos with a home run. On the under 8 in that Nats game.
Mm. Is there an easier bet than the Phillies, K-Dub? There can't be much easier bet than the Phillies right now. The Brewers didn't even want to list the pitcher before the game.
You know,
I mean, that was one of those ones where it was undecided until like 1:30 Pacific, which in the risk room is an absolute nightmare. But it didn't matter.
Great rhetorical question.
Yes.
Because Saturday, it was Ranger Suarez going.
Yes.
Against St. Louis throwing Sonny Gray, and he was under minus 150. Yeah, like minus 140, 42.
Yep.
And it closed like minus 170.
Yes.
Now, ironically, Suarez was injured in the game, and it's not really why they won, but what was that about? Why'd they open Suarez so low?
So we discussed that on Saturday. Sometimes those openers, if you start to really look and kind of make your own numbers, you'll see some abnormalities on some overnights that end up not vastly incorrect, just the market will totally disagree with it. And you can get some really good numbers with the overnight stuff. I don't know. There's times when certain guys, especially when they're away, like Sonny Gray was, get a lot of weight into what you make the money line. And the Phillies are, to use what the kids' term is, an absolute wagon right now. And Ranger Suarez is arguably the Cy Young. I don't understand it, how it could have been that low, but it was. And Ranger got knocked out of the game with a comebacker, and they still won. Their team total over again, and they're on the way again tonight. Now, Wheeler, I would argue at home, I mean, is it a bargain laying minus 185 or minus 190? No. But if it should be minus 220, I don't know. Maybe
yes,
it's not
is.
A bad play.
And I think – I agree, by the way. Look, I try to – I've talked about this a little bit. The $100 better, right? Mm-hmm. When you see minus 200, it actually now depends what kind of $100 better are you. Do you risk 100 no matter the line? Or do you win 100? If the Phillies are minus 200 and you put down $200 to win 100, it becomes stressful. If you're a typical $100 better. Because what you really are, minus 110 better, minus 115 better, minus 125 better. Now you're up to minus 200 and you're like, okay, all that matters is the Phillies. Like the 3-0 lead right now, you're having no fun, right? You just went and walked the dog again, right? You keep flipping channels, hoping to get lost on MTV music videos, and you'll come back bottom six. If you just put the $100 down every day and you win back 50,
right,
it's less stressful. And when they give you the $50 at the end of it, are you really sitting there annoyed? You shouldn't be. You should be happy. You got 50. It's a great spot.
It's two schools of thought. I used to tell people for forever when they come to Vegas, bet the juice. So you keep everything uniform. Now, does it add your stress level? Yes. And that was a reference to walking the dog, because we know a Phillies guy who might be walking a dog. I'm listening to every word you say, KJ.
I know.
I loved it.
I know.
Now, he's
know.
Probably out walking the dog, smoking a cigar, relaxing. Like a cigar game. Reference in the book is one of those ones where you don't have to worry about it. There is no stress. 3-0 in the fifth with Wheeler pitching. I didn't look what the in-game number was right now, Kevin, but I know it's got to be gigantic. I don't want to say it's over, but you give him this lead. We're into the fifth. He gets through this part of the order. Let him go maybe 6 or 7. I didn't check his Ks yet either, but I don't think you got to worry about it. You just have to find your price point where you go, you know what? I'm good.
Right.
Like you saw it Saturday night. Islam was a gigantic favorite against Poirier. Gigantic favorite. Mm-hmm. Some people thought there was value on that side because he should have been a bigger favorite. The public all bet Poirier. Didn't work out. Sometimes taking that plus, it pays better, but it doesn't always get you to the window.
But let me say this. And so I always bet the juice, 125 to win 100. For me, and you have to, I realize that is no longer just how I want to do it. It's just not, because you know what, I'll give people the example, the Igor bet. After two games, minus 215 for 20 or more saves every game in that series.
Yep.
Now, respectfully, was about the easiest bet you could make. He had 25 or more in every game. He was having 30 regularly.
Right.
But despite how easy that was, again, I say that loosely. I didn't look at that bet and think to myself, why? I mean, why wasn't this the mega unit Maxwell goat play of the decade? Instead, I was like, oh, it's great. I'm gonna get back the money I risked, and we move on. We move on. Because otherwise, I would have had to sit there watching every Rangers-Panthers game with my head in the TV screaming, shoot, every time Kachuk touched it. I didn't need that, Dave. I didn't need that.
We don't need more stress in your life, but sometimes people want that.
I think Mackenzie Gore is terrible.
Listen, make the play and either lay the juice or don't, but right. Stressing over it, Kevin, that's part of the sweat. People love the sweat, but if you're uncomfortable, I like to joke that when something's really good, you got to, you know, push in for a little uncomfortable amount. I say that with tongue in cheek, but I like to say to people like, oh, that one's so good. Like when McGregor fought Floyd, it was come out of retirement. I mean, it was like, listen, we got to make a rounds. We got to go talk to some people about some things and we got to unload.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You don't have to do that on Phillies minus 190.
Do you have to do it on Bronny James under 39.5 plus 120?
Yes.
You're right back. It's Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. Light day. Maybe a mistake out of me to not mix in some college World Series.
Oh, please.
Super regionals, anyone?
Oh.
No, not at all. Nobody cares. Edmonton, wait. Florida set, Dave. Any thoughts?
College baseball is rad. I don't know if you've heard this.
Oh, with
before.
This. You're on the payroll. You're on the payroll.
No, I'm not. I'm
it's not.
We might have a guy
it's
that
not.
Is. West Virginia,
no, listen.
Super regionals. Listen, it's
no, listen
hyped
with
up,
this college baseball.
And it's on it late at night. We got all week to talk about the Stanley Cup. There's all kinds of
things. All right, so you want to talk college baseball? You want to talk college baseball?
I'm watching college softball right now.
It's Are you?
It's been electric.
Spoiler,
we came on the
Oklahoma.
Show and told you Texas.
Spoiler.
Please.
Did I ruin the season for you? Oklahoma won. It's over. Isn't it Oklahoma that wins every year?
They lost the first game today. They can lose.
Oh, that's great. No one cares. I didn't know.
Hey, I'm just
whoops.
Letting you know. Just let
Novak
you know.
lost a set today. He was 11-1 to win a French Open. He's now plus 410.
How about that? You got him?
We got it. We need a Novak. No, you know why? Because here's the thing. Despite what they tell you, nobody cares about the French Open either.
Oh, you're not a tennis
they don't.
Guy. What?
No, here's the thing. By the way, last year, early September, they were like, K-Dub, U.S. Open, can you get in the mix? I just came in every day, wham, wham, wham. I mean, we didn't know what to do. Over matches. Oh, I mean, the whole thing was glorious. Dave.
Yeah.
Here's how we determine this stuff. If they post an odds boost, people care. That's how we determine it.
Right.
There's a Caitlin Clark odds boost every day.
There is. Every day she plays. What if she don't play?
She plays every day. They have a game tonight. They're playing the Celtics in a warm-up. The W book.
How do you not have the Padres on your list tonight for something to stay up?
No, strong number, Waldron. Listen, they're probably the side. It's a little strong. Bad guys came in. I think they bet too much on San Diego. Anderson's really? Been real good. I don't want a piece of it. I don't want a piece of it.
Anderson has been real good. The game's going under.
Yeah, but here, everything about that game looks wrong, so it doesn't look right. You know what I mean? 8.5's too high. Padres are too strong. Nothing lines up in that game. Nothing lines up. Cincinnati lines up. Come on,
I got to go line up with Ranieri. I'll talk to you later.
Where are you going? It's college baseball today. Here we go.
All right,
we'll see you, Dave.
You got something?
No.
You got nothing?
I'll find something.
LSU.
I'll find something. I mean, is this even on the main tab here? Oh, we found it. Let's see. LSU up 3-2 on North Carolina. -194. 6.5. No, 9.5 is your total.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. This game could wait. This game might open up. This game might open up a little bit. Can we get the flat 9? How about this Oklahoma-UConn game later? 13.5 for a total. UConn, 2-1. Tallahassee Super Regional. Florida State, -178. Wow. I like Florida State at that number. Let's go. Let's give out picks. Charlottesville Super Regional. K-State, Virginia Cavaliers. Now, I got a lot of sources around that Cavs team. -230, not too strong. Athens Super Regional, Georgia, -130, Wolfpack. That's pro wrestling, baby. -104, NC State. This Georgia, not getting through. We like NC State. We like them quite a bit. College Station Super Regional. Easy to figure out how they name these things, huh? A&M Aggies against the Ducks, -400, Texas A&M. That's crazy. What kind of number is that? That's too strong. We'll play the Ducks. We'll bet Texas A&M live. I mean, what else do these people need? Whoa! -114 on LSU all of a sudden. North Carolina's got a run starting here. 9.5 +120. It's now -112. We said this game was going to open up. And just like that, I'm a pro college baseball handicapper now. My, oh, my. What can he do? What's the deal with this UConn-Oklahoma game? This game goes under the number. This total's too tall. You know what? We're getting involved. Let me look around. Can we shop around? Can we get a 14 here? What kind of numbers do we have? Oh, we found the 14. We found the 14. Under Oklahoma UConn. Put it on your card. Game Time Decisions, the home of college baseball breakdowns. Nobody does it better. In-game live is next.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com.
Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.